local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Ah, yes, a beautiful Tuesday, or at least as beautiful as Zeus would allow. It's looking kind of cloudy out there. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, we are local, we are dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here with you as per usual. Chris, how are you, my man?
You know, it's always refreshing to hear you say positive things like that.
Really?
What a beautiful day outside.
it's positivity with a touch of realism. Right.
Really, what a day is unfolding. Listen, it's just starting. I'm just holding the latest National Hurricane Center numbers, just released at 4 o'clock. I want to pass these on, if you don't mind.
No problem.
One thing locally I want to bring you up to speed about: Gulf Islands National Seashore closed Fort Pickens earlier today. They closed it around 12 noon or so. The center confirms Francine is expected to sweep just offshore of Texas, targeting the Louisiana coastline as a Cat 2 hurricane. That should happen tomorrow morning, midday, something like that. Campers at the Fort Pickens campground have been evacuated, as I said, as of 12 noon today. The rest of the Florida district areas will remain open for day use. The Fort Pickens area is closed until further notice. Park staff will assess conditions on Thursday. Now, here we are. I just got the numbers in from the National Hurricane Center. I want to get these out to you as quick as I can. Francine moving northeastward across the western Gulf. Here's your kind of positioning if you want to kind of track it on the map there. 135 miles east of the mouth of the Rio Grande, 360 miles just southwest of Morgan City, Louisiana. Max sustained wind 65 miles per hour, again traveling northeast 10 miles an hour. What they're saying, this storm, once it does hit land, it's going to move fast and clear out of the area really expeditiously. Hurricane watch now in effect for Lake Maurepas. That's my backyard, by the way. Lake Pontchartrain and Metro New Orleans. Tropical storm warning is in effect for the Alabama coast from the Mississippi-Alabama border throughout the Alabama coastline there. So just be aware, the storm's coming, but it's not going to be a direct hit or anything like that for us.
Right.
We're going to get rain. That's pretty much it.
Which we're clearly used to.
Absolutely. The center of Tropical Storm Francine. Here's, in the old days, we used to track these things on maps, put the longitude and the latitude. If you're still doing that, latitude 25.7 north, longitude 95.0 west. And as I said earlier, Francine is moving northeasterly 10 miles per hour this afternoon and banging into Louisiana sometime tomorrow afternoon, something like that.
Yes, and of course, we do have a lot going on. While Francine may not hit us directly, there is a lot going on with us nonetheless. For starters, we're going to be broadcasting the Kamala Harris and Donald Trump debate. That's just hours away. Of course, that's getting underway at 8 o'clock Pensacola time. It's taking place in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And with how tight of a race this is, that's a swing state that could very well be a deciding factor in the November election. So obviously, you're going to want to keep an eye out, or an ear out, rather, for that. But also, we do have a couple pairs of tickets to give away. Want to promote these as much as we can because the giving starts at 4:30. We've got A Man for All Season, Pensacola Little Theater production. We'll give some details on that after, you know, our break coming up in a few minutes. But we'll be giving those away at 4:30. Then an hour after that at 5:30, we've got a pair of tickets to Florida State Memphis this weekend's Florida State football game.
Okay, it's 4:12, News Radio 92.3. Mortgage rates down again today as potential home buyers are watching the numbers pretty darn close. Mortgage News Daily reporting the 30-year rate standing at 6.25%. Borrowing cost on 15-year fixed rate mortgage, this is popular with homeowners seeking to refi those homes, it fell to 5.63%.
And here locally, Santa Rosa County Commissioners voting on a pilot program that would allow folks to walk their dogs on the multi-use path at the Tiger Point Park this week. The idea was brought forward by District 3 Commissioner Colton Wright. Wright says he doesn't see the point in making that a violation. He believes allowing dogs on the path would encourage a sense of community. He proposed a pilot program at Tiger Point Park where dogway stations would be installed along the path and signage would be placed noting that dogs are allowed on it, but not on the sports fields. Commissioners will vote on the program at Thursday's meeting.
Yeah, good thinking there. For those itching to upgrade that iPhone 16, or you want to go up to the 16, you might want to wait until next Friday.
Okay.
That's a kind of a hint there. I guess a lot of deals coming down. Apple revealed key details about its new generation of iPhones during the, they called it its glow time. Happened yesterday.
I remember that.
Big event on Monday. Sharing the iPhone 16 range with on-device artificial intelligence capabilities across all of their models. This AI stuff is spreading like wildfire.
Oh, absolutely. Just about 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulkway Service is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Okay, looking at the roads here, Chris, yesterday I said that it was a very smooth sailing day on the roads, all things considered. That must have been the calm before the storm, because my goodness, Pensacola is looking miserable. We do have an accident report right by UWF's main entrance. This is going to be where Scenic Highway merges with Highway 90 heading over into Pace. We had an accident report there that's causing heavy backups, pushing you back onto North Davis. Also got some issues on 9 Mile Road if you are traveling eastbound, traveling westbound, coming from the east, passing University Parkway. And as you continue westbound towards Palafox Street, we've got some more issues on 9 Mile there. Highway 29 is another big one. If you're traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard, that's very heavily backed up. And as you continue north towards 10 Mile Road, we got some issues there. Then it's going to be Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and Blue Angel Parkway, traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. These are just the hardest hitters in Pensacola. Outside of that, we've got very heavy backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is going to be if you are traveling eastbound. I'm talking coming from Gulf Breeze High School all the way to Tiger Point. It's almost complete. Red congestion, very heavily backed up. There was an accident report in that area. Very heavy backups there. It looks like a parking lot on our map here. And then it's going to be Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound, just passing Avalon Boulevard, or if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Not a very good day for the Gulf Breeze Parkway, is it?
No, but it rarely is a good day for that.
Especially with the weather as it is, and you mentioned right. That there was an accident. This time of day, from 4 to 6, it's usually backed up, but then the complications of an accident.
Right. It's just, it's terrible.
Darn if you do, darn if you don't.
You mentioned weather. Speaking of which, it's 76 degrees in Pensacola. Of course, we've got some light rain lingering around. Tonight's low is going to be 73 degrees, about a 60% chance of those showers lingering around your Tuesday night. As for Wednesday, we've got flood watches. We've got high surf advisories as well. Those actually bleed into your Thursday. But as for Wednesday, it's going to be an 80% chance of showers that will slightly progress throughout the day. It'll be a high of 81 and a low of 74.
Whew, that's a mouthful there.
Yes, absolutely.
Really is. Another big day on the way for anglers. Remember, red snapper season's here.
Ooh.
Went right over a lot of people's. It was a great summer. It was a great summer for snapper fishing. Very successful. It's now time to break out the rods and reels once again. The 42-day fall red snapper season is now underway. But let me throw this in here. I wouldn't be going out on the boat today if I were you.
I wouldn't do that either. I think that's a pretty good idea.
Not a very good boating day for you.
Now, we heard about this yesterday evening. Pensacola man arrested after allegedly shooting another man in the buttocks at a local Waffle House. Well, we've got some more insight on that. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons tells News Radio that the victim arrived at the Waffle House on Brent Lane on Sunday and was approached by the suspect, 24-year-old DeQuanturis Lucky. The first half of his name is DeQuan, so I'm just going to call him that. DeQuan Lucky, who first asked for a cigarette. The victim then placed his order and was waiting outside when Lucky reportedly asked him for money. When the victim didn't give him any cash, deputies say Lucky pulled a gun and began shooting. The victim was hit in the butt and ran into the store, causing a bit of a panic. Other diners took cover in a restroom in the back of the store as Lucky reportedly chased another man around the scene. Deputies later arrested Lucky on multiple charges, including attempted murder and aggravated assault. He also faces drug and weapon charges, and he remains in the Escambia County Jail without bond.
Half the time, the folks in the Trump administration, they spend half of their time dispelling myths. Now, let me give you another one here. Former President Trump on Monday, and if you really have been following this, they would say, well, Trump's going to, really destroy Social Security, and they're not going to do anything special. Well, let me just tell you what's going on. President Trump on Monday promised to halt taxes on Social Security benefits. This is an effort to help many senior citizens. They were saying he wasn't going to. Okay, I'm sure this will come up in the debate tonight.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Trump said nearly half of all seniors pay taxes on Social Security and that they had been hit hard because of inflation. We'll hear about it. I know that tonight.
Absolutely. Just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we will have another lengthy check of the roads and weather. But also, right before the Fox News break, we'll be giving those tickets away to A Man for All Season, a Pensacola Little Theater production. And Chris, were you going to say
that? Yeah, I just want to also remind you, coming up in 20 minutes, high school power rankings for week 3.
Really?
So we'll be passing that on to you.
All righty. We got all that and more right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play Pensacola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
From one generation to the next.
Winston rolling right, throws the pass on the other. It's caught! He fights into the end zone! Touchdown, Florida State!
The Seminoles keep climbing. We've got you covered with Florida State football all season long here on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU takes on Memphis Saturday at 11 a.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by All Season Service Network, A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, Calvert's in the Heights, and DeFranco Gas.
Wave Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to wavemenshealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. Wavemenshealth.com. Book your appointment now.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked extensively about the county commission meeting in which they argued over the Burgosh text file case. What has been told that's true, what has been told that is not true, at least according to my research. Got into all of that today quite a bit. Also, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. We talked about the Tyreek Hill case. We talked about the Escambia Children's Trust and a couple of local crimes as well. And how concerned should we be about Francine? Well, we talked about it. And you can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Listen to live coverage of the presidential debate tonight, beginning at 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Let's see, just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick, I mean as quick as I can make it. It's pretty miserable on the roads right now. But for starters, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. They're not miserable at all, because when it's time to call a plumber, why not call the Best of the Bay winner? That's Barbary Plumbing for you at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, a lot of it's just a bit more of what we usually deal with. Highway 90 coming over Blackwater River, maybe some issues on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox and the intersection of Palafox and Burgess Road. But beyond that, we've got a lot of issues on Highway 90 right where it merges with Scenic to head into Pace. There was an accident report there causing heavy backups in front of UWF. Also got some issues on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Michigan Avenue, and Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, and then Gulf Breeze Parkway if you are traveling eastbound just passing Gulf Breeze High School trying to head towards the Tiger Point area. You are going to be backed up for that entire stretch. It is just looking like standstill traffic right there. As for the weather, it's 76 degrees in Pensacola. Tonight's low is going to be 73 with about a 70% chance of showers. Those will bleed into your Wednesday and increase to about 80 or 90% with a high of 81 and a low of 75.
Okay, 426 News Radio 92.3. Mayor Reeves met with the leadership team from ST Engineering on Monday. The discussion included ways to improve clarity and communications in the wake of a job layoff controversy and determine if and how ST Engineering is meeting contractual obligations made with the city after 300 Chilean workers were laid off last month. Well, Reeves also asked the company to prove the number of jobs they've created specifically with Hangar Number 1 and the company's strategic plan for growing the workforce. The city is currently building a third hangar for ST. This is through a $210 million program that was funded by multiple government agencies to expand the company's footprint here in Pensacola and add a total of about 1,700 jobs. Mm. SpaceX launching this morning at the Cape. They call it a risky mission involving multiple private citizens traveling into space for a multi-day mission. Fox's Jonathan Seary reports from the Cape.
A SpaceX rocket lit up the pre-dawn sky over the Florida Space Coast as it launched four private citizens on a daring mission to attempt the first commercial spacewalk. Billionaire entrepreneur Jared Isaacman, who financed the Polaris Dawn mission, says the risk he and his fellow space travelers are taking is worth it.
If we are to unlock this last great frontier and people are going to venture out in space, which, by the way, whatever risks associated with it, it is worth it.
The Polaris Dawn crew will spend up to 5 days in space before splashing down in the Atlantic or Gulf of Mexico, depending on weather. In Cape Canaveral, Florida, Jonathan Seary, Fox News.
Alrighty, thank you very much. Let's see, looking at what else we've got here, because it is a pretty loaded slate, especially just across the state. On the 23rd anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, one Florida county is using the occasion to teach the next generation. Students in high school JROTC programs will play a major role in Hillsborough County's 9/11 observance at Veterans Memorial Park Wednesday morning. Frank Strom, Hillsborough County's Director of Veterans Service, says that first responders and veterans will take part, along with the Coast Guard and Marine Corps, and the event includes an honor guard escort of a section of steel from the Twin Towers. And of course, we do have some references to the 9/11 memorial process that we're going to start airing tomorrow.
Okay, here's an interesting story coming out of Washington today. Congressman Matt Gaetz on Sunday dismissed speculation about his potential candidacy for Florida governor following the release of a poll showing him as a leading contender in the 2026 race. Governor DeSantis cannot seek a third consecutive term because of term limits, of course. Gaetz is now emerging as a potential frontrunner. New polling, first published by Florida Politics on Saturday, showed Gaetz leading a hypothetical gubernatorial race with 12 percentage points ahead of several other candidates, Representative Brian Donnell and Mike Waltz. By the way, I've reached out to Congressman Gaetz' office, trying to get him on this week on News Radio 92.3.
Excellent. Speaking of just getting a hold of people, being in touch with the community, it's about 4:29. We got a minute to work with here. We are giving away a pair of tickets to A Man for All Season. This is a Pensacola Little Theater production. It's a captivating historical drama that offers a window into the tumultuous 16th century England during King Henry VIII's reign. It goes from September 13th to September 22nd. We are giving these away. I'll say this. We said St. Thomas More. as the key word for our text line. I'll say just King Henry VIII. The first person to text in King Henry VIII to 850-437-1620 gets this pair of tickets. Again, that's 850-437-1620. Text in King Henry VIII.
And you know what I would think if I heard that?
What's that?
I would think of Herman's Hermits. You don't remember Herman's Hermits.
I do not.
It was a band in the 60s. Mm. And they had a song on, Hey, Henry VIII, I am. That's reminded me of... go ahead, Pensacola. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. It's Herman's Hermits. Remember that band?
Yeah, it says here, the play delves into the moral and political struggles of Sir Thomas More, a devout Catholic and loyal subject of the king.
Yeah.
As Henry VIII, driven by his desire to divorce his wife, clashes with the Catholic Church, he demands the unwavering loyalty of his subjects. Again, first person to text in, King Henry VIII to 850-437-1620.
What's that number again?
850-437-1620.
Okay.
And that's, again, that is a Pensacola Little Theater production of A Man for All Season from September 13th to September 22nd.
And I will tell you this, it is already getting rave reviews.
Really?
It's going to be a great play. You got it, Pensacola.
Fox News, I'm Jill Nato. Meeting tonight for the first time on the debate stage, it's former President Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris. Michael Tyler's a campaign spokesman for the Harris team.
Tonight is important. It is an opportunity for the Vice President to A, introduce herself, B, make sure that people understand the choice.
Then on the GOP side, it's House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik.
The country will finally get to see the stark contrast between the strength and success of President Trump's America First policies and the devastation and weakness of Kamala Harris's radical failed far left agenda.
This will be Trump's seventh general election debate appearance. Harris was in five debates while she was running for president back in 2020. The ABC presidential debate starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Time in Philadelphia. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen with your money now. At the closing bell on Wall Street, stocks were mixed today. The Dow fell 92 points, the S&P 500 grew by 24, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained 143 points, good enough for a growth of 0.8%. Goldman Sachs will reportedly post a roughly $400 million pre-tax hit to their third-quarter results as the bank continues to recover from its consumer business. CEO David Solomon saying yesterday that by unloading Goldman's GM card business, the bank would post a hit to revenues when it reports results next month. Boeing saying today they delivered 40 commercial jets last month. That's up 5 from the same month last year when it struggled with a manufacturing defect. Boeing also pledging to boost production of its strongest selling jet, the MAX, by year's end. U.S. oil futures for October crude are down 3.5% to just around $66 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Elevate your engine performance with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. After the Browns elected to move on from Baker Mayfield, it looked like his NFL career reached a dead end. And after not having a long-term home in Carolina or L.A., Baker reminded everyone of the QB he can be by winning a playoff game last season. Tampa then rewarded Baker with a three-year deal, and to see Mayfield in week one complete 80% of his passes with four touchdowns just further adds to this great redemption story. I'm Zach Gelb.
There aren't many feelings worse than trying to start your car in the morning and being greeted with a dead battery, or being stuck on the side of the road when you don't need to be. One in four vehicles on the road will need a battery replacement this year. Don't be a statistic. Stop battery problems before they stop you by testing your battery regularly. Test yours at home or at select Napa locations nationwide. If you need a replacement, Napa has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for nearly every make and model on the road. So don't wait. Test your battery today and let Napa help you keep moving.
Vanguard is 100% client-owned, serving over 50 million investors every day. Whether you're planning for retirement, putting your kids through college, or saving up for your next adventure, Vanguard can help you set personalized investment goals. All investing is subject to risk. Vanguard is owned by its funds, which are owned by Vanguard's fund shareholder clients. Copyright 2024, The Vanguard Group, Inc. All rights reserved. Vanguard Marketing Corporation, distributor.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
In my shoes, my toes are busted. My kitchen says my bread is molded. I got a good job at the dollar store.
I played that song, Chris, and I looked at our sound bar, and I noticed it was really high, and then I just see you reach over and turn down your headphones.
Yes, I was being polite. Let
me think. That was a very passionate intro that I just gave us by Citizen King there. Anyway.
You're an animal with this stuff, let me tell you.
And you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads here, my goodness, what is not going on? If you are traveling northbound on North Davis Highway, heading towards where it merges with Scenic Highway right in front of UWF, heading towards Pace, we do have an accident report from there earlier this hour that's causing pretty heavy backups. If you're traveling either on Palafox Street or Burgess Road at that intersection there, we've got congestion going all directions. Let's see, Highway 29, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, very heavily backed up. Same can be said with North Davis Highway. If you're traveling northbound, this is going to be towards I-10. Got an accident reported there causing some heavy backups at this time. Then it's going to be the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. And all of these spots are just in Pensacola. It doesn't even touch on the fact that Gulf Breeze Parkway is backed up all the way from Tiger Point almost to Gulf Breeze High School. I mean, it is just a parking lot over there in Gulf Breeze. So if you're listening to us and you're stuck in the middle of all that, I hope we're making good company for you.
Somebody throw some cold water on this guy.
Yeah, really, because I'm not even done with traffic, and I got to get to weather. Luckily, I can wrap up traffic here. Highway 90, if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, that's fine. That's still, you know, kind of congested, but it's fine considering that's just what we're used to at this time every day. And then it's going to be if you're traveling eastbound, just passing Avalon Boulevard and heading towards Glover Lane. As for the weather, 76 degrees in Pensacola, a low of 73 tonight.
I didn't really ever get around to this thing.
And then tomorrow, we've got some showers lingering, about 90% chance throughout your Thursday, with a high of 81 and a low of 75.
Okay, let's take, now, well, first of all, who won the tickets?
His name is John. He is from John. Milton, so congrats to John. Yeah,
I was in Milton today, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah, I went over,
so
to,
was I.
I went over to the Santa Rosa Medical, I guess it's medical clinic or so.
Maybe.
Anyway.
I think it's Santa Rosa Medical.
Yeah, anyway, nice place over there. Real nice place over there. Joanne likes it over there because I think I mentioned to you before, she's from Shamukla. And
yes.
So she feels like she's in her backyard. So she feels more comfortable in the Milton Hospital. Don't ask me to explain. It just, that's the way it is. You want to talk about some football?
I would love
to. Are you ready? What do you think about, first of all, make it quick, just touching on it, the Jets 49ers. 49ers were awesome, or were the Jets bad?
I think it was a little bit of both. I mean, obviously the Jets aren't a great team. But this game was definitely going to be more of a matter of just the Niners from head to toe being better than the Jets. And that's not a knock on Aaron. That's not a knock on New York. The Niners have been one of the top contenders, not just in the NFC, but in the NFL, one of the most consistent over the past several years.
Did you see the frustration on Aaron Rodgers' face?
I saw a funny look on his face after he threw an interception.
Yeah. But no, he didn't look like a happy camper.
He was
at all.
Peeved.
Yeah, that's the word. That's exactly the word. Okay, here's your high school power rankings. Week number 3, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready?
Yes.
Pensacola Catholic, week 4 game, 7 p.m. on Friday, Montgomery Catholic. So there'd be two Catholics going at it. This Friday, 7 o'clock. Tate is in second place. Now, Tate goes against Milton, as a matter of fact. Friday at 7. Escambia takes on Bay on Friday at 7. And by the way, Escambia is in third place. Fourth, Pace, 7:30 on Friday against Gulf Breeze. Will that be a game?
Pace and Gulf Breeze? It's a rivalry.
will that be a game?
And it's two teams that I don't really know how to peg right now, because Gulf Breeze has looked good at times, but I think they just got decimated by Tate.
Inconsistent.
And that's the thing. Pace, they looked, they got a win. They looked good last year, but then they got beat up by Catholic. So it's like maybe they're good teams, but they're not the best. So, and as I said, there's a rivalry factor there, so that's pretty good.
Absolutely. Jay is in fifth. Take it on Baker Friday night. In sixth, Pine Forest takes on Choctaw.
That's our game. Game of the week on ESPN Pensacola.
Thank you. Navarre is in seventh. That's a Thursday game. They're playing that in Panama City against Mosley.
Mosley. Interesting.
And they're good. So Navarre will be playing Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Gulf Breeze, playing Pace again. Gulf Breeze is in eighth position. In ninth position, Pensacola High School takes on Destin Friday at 7. 10th place, West Florida at Walton. 7 o'clock Friday game.
Walton may have that one.
Be close. Number 11, Booker T. Washington will be taking on Fort Walton Beach. That is another Thursday game, by the way.
Wow.
Northview at Central. That's a Friday game. Northview, by the way, is in 12th position. Milton in 13th, taking on Tate. In 14th position, Central taking on Northview. Of course, I just mentioned that game. So that is your top 14 high school power rankings for week number 3. And our game is again, what game are we going to be doing?
Choctaw Pine Forest.
Okay, Choctaw Pine Forest.
Yes, you can catch that game. It's our Baird General Contractors Game of the Week on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. Coverage begins right at 7 on Friday night. Okay. But keeping with the sports theme, we've got an NFL update here regarding Tyreek Hill. Right before his game against the Jaguars, he was in a run-in with Miami-Dade police. He was pulled over, and it seemed like, for the most part, he was complying with the police until one cop just out of nowhere comes up and grabs him around the neck and drags him to the ground. And while he's doing that, Tyreek is yelling, "I just had surgery on my knee." Anyway, just some people and police, I tell you. Well, this could understandably lead to a lawsuit. The Dolphins wide receiver was placed in handcuffs on Sunday morning on his way to Hard Rock Stadium for the game. And apparently the MPD is saying that he was pulled over for reckless driving and detained after exchanging words with the officer. Agent Drew Rosenhaus says that Hill's legal team will be pursuing the matter. Rosenhaus tells the Miami Herald what happened to Hill is completely unacceptable and that Tyreek did not deserve to be treated that way by police. The MPD, meanwhile, is investigating the incident, and one of the four officers involved is now on administrative leave. If I had to assume, it would be the one that, like, tried to put him in a headlock and pull him to the ground. I would have to assume that that's the one on leave.
The moral of this story is don't speed and reckless drive. That's the moral of this story. This would have never taken place.
Not in Miami-Dade, because God knows what will happen to you.
If you didn't break the law, it would have never taken place. I don't care. I don't care who you are. It's just you gotta understand the laws.
Well, I know, but still.
Go ahead. Let's hear it. Come on.
That doesn't mean a cop should go.
Oh, no. I am not condoning the cop at all. But I'm saying it would have never happened if he would never been put in that position of reckless driving.
If you don't want to be put in the wrestling cage with some random officer, don't break the law.
That's
everybody.
It. That there, you see, you sum that up nicely.
Yeah,
that was great.
All right, let's see if I can sum up something less controversial.
Very nice.
In the MLB, we got Marlins at Pirates at 5:40, so they get underway in just under an hour. At around the same time, we got Rays at Phillies and Braves at Nationals. We'll give you score updates on those in hour three. Also, we got a TBS doubleheader getting underway at 6:10. Got the Orioles at Red Sox. Orioles are one of the top teams in the American League. That's going to be followed by the Cubs at Dodgers at 9:10, and the Dodgers are one of the top teams in the National League.
Oof, that was a mouthful, wasn't it?
Yeah, we got a loaded slate in the MLB.
I'm not through. I'm going to continue with you here.
All right.
Okay? All this week, listen to win free Knowles tickets during the afternoons here on News Radio 92.3.
Including next hour.
That's exactly right. Coming up next hour, it's FSU facing the Memphis Tigers.
Yes.
Good team, by the way.
That's going to be such a fun game.
Saturday the 14th. So get ready to win FSU tickets. Coming up, we're giving you plenty notice here. It's coming up next hour.
Right.
And get ready.
And also, what's up?
How do they win the tickets?
They got a text in at 850-437-1620. Not right
there,
now.
There you go.
I'm going to think of a trivia question that you're going to have to answer at 5:30. We'll get to that later. I will say, though, this isn't just any old game. If Florida State loses this game, you might be able to get, like, behind-the-scenes footage of Norvell, like, packing his bag to leave.
Ladies and gentlemen, I did not say that.
No, I'm just kidding. But, man, if they lose, that will be morbid. All right. Just past 4:45 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather here.
They're not going to lose, by the way.
I sure hope not. And goodness knows we need a check of the roads and weather here.
Yes.
It's very backed up.
Oh,
so
look over your shoulder.
Right. North Davis Highway, if you are traveling northbound, heading towards the UWF main entrance, merging with Scenic Highway, heading towards Pace, we do have an accident there that is still causing heavy backups. Same can be said with North Davis Highway. If you are traveling northbound towards I-10, that's in our neck of the woods, very, very heavily backed up at this time. Then it's going to be the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Mobile Highway, traveling northbound towards Michigan Avenue, that's still very heavily backed up at this time. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you are traveling eastbound from, I'm talking the bridge to get onto Pensacola Beach, I'm talking from there all the way to Tiger Point. It is standstill traffic right now, miserable. And then it's going to be Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and westbound coming over Blackwater River.
You could have just easily said, starting at Andrews, going east all the way to yeah. Lowe's, and they would know what you're talking about in Gulf Breeze.
Yeah, but I don't know much about the Gulf Breeze landmarks.
There you go. The landmark would be the Andrews Institute starting there, and it's backed up there.
Gotcha.
Because that's where the overpass is, going to the beach, the Sykes Bridge.
Oh, okay.
And then you go east, all the way down to Tiger Point.
Yes.
And then you run into Lowe's down there, and believe me, it's like you just said, packed.
Miserable. And then as for the weather, it's still 76 degrees here, low of 73 tonight, about a 70% chance of showers. Tomorrow, those chances are going to be up to 90% with a high of 81 and a low of 75.
I want to drop this in here real quick here. You need to know about this, folks. The National Hurricane Center confirming Francine is expected to sweep just offshore of Texas, targeting the Louisiana coastline as a Cat 2 hurricane. The forward speed has picked up a little bit. So the arrival time for landfall is now like maybe the morning hours, midday hours in Louisiana. Campers, by the way, over at Fort Pickens, they've been kicked out. Get out of here.
Right.
Simply because we all know that road, the Pickens Road, will have a tendency to flood.
Yes.
And this is just by, really safety is foremost here. So they've asked the campers to leave. Can you imagine you come in from like Des Moines, Iowa, and you've planned your whole vacation. You get here and you go, oh, well, there's a storm coming. Get out of here.
Right. That would just be terrible luck there. I will say 4:49, we've got to take a quick break. When we return, Chris, we've got a story on Antony Blinken, correct?
We do. And it's a very interesting story that our Secretary of State is in London today. And he's really digging into this Iran-Russia thing. Mm. We'll explain coming up in a few minutes on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is this Friday at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Gunnels!
FSU football fans! The big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU Football Watch Party Central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking?
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 4:52 here. All right, wanted to give an update for you. It's from about an hour ago, but we haven't addressed it until now. Pensacola Beach, bands on the beach, of course, every Tuesday night. You can probably look out your window and tell the weather is not really ideal for a concert. And that's because, with that said, Bands on the Beach has been canceled for tonight.
The long way around.
Yes. I went around my wrist to get to my thumb there, or my fist, whatever the saying is. But either way, yes, Bands on the Beach has been canceled for this Tuesday night. So if you're planning on going out there, don't.
Out of abundance for safety.
Yes, absolutely. Out of abundance for safety, absolutely.
Okay, I mentioned to you, we gave you the power rankings for high school. Coming up this next hour, we're going to be dissecting the SEC for you.
Right.
We've got a lot of football to talk about.
We do.
Should be a very interesting weekend coming up, and we'll let you know what's happening there. Also wanted to remind you, it was a special meeting Monday afternoon. Escambia County Tourism Development Council approving, recommending an indoor sports facility costing $60 million. This is for Ashton Brosnahan Park and $30 million in upgrades for the Bay Center. The recommended bond issue will now go to Escambia commissioners for a final vote. And we were just teasing Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Yeah, he's in London today revealing a secret trade made between Iran and Russia. Fox's Jonathan Savage has more on this continuing story.
It never works when I...
This is the first time we've heard it so plainly from a senior U.S. official. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Russia has received shipments of Iranian ballistic missiles and is expected to use them soon in Ukraine. He calls it a dramatic escalation.
This development and the growing cooperation between Russia and Iran threatens European security and demonstrates how Iran's destabilizing influence reaches far beyond the Middle East.
In return, Secretary Blinken says Russia is giving Iran nuclear information. He's promised the Iranians will face new sanctions. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Okay, Fry, look out. Those gas prices continuing to fall. Have you noticed the marquees around town?
No, I have not.
I mean, they are really dropping in prices. Let me give you a sample of what's going on here. Average price per gallon in Escambia County, $2.95. North Escambia, $2.77, while Pensacola prices dipping to $2.63. Do you miss Dodges? when I think of low gas prices, I think of Dodges.
I was about to say, I wasn't a huge Dodges goer, but I was familiar with their low prices, yeah.
Well, you know, working with ECUA, we would get in the trucks, because I rode in the trucks a lot of times and went out in the field with the guys. It was a lunch spot to go to with the Dodges. If you ever, well, you can't now, but at lunchtime, you would see all of the utility trucks parked in their parking lot. The fried chicken, man.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Oh, the fried chicken was great.
4:55 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And speaking of things that aren't great, my goodness, the roads have been miserable this hour. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street is looking rough like it always does. North Davis Highway had an accident report earlier this hour. If you're traveling northbound towards I-10, that's pretty heavily backed up. Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street is looking miserable as always. And Palafox Street itself, if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, very heavily backed up, pushing you back almost to Brent Lane. So there's just a square of misery there. Beyond that, it's 9 Mile Road. If you are traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, Highway 29, that's Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Highway 90, where it merges with Scenic Highway in front of UWF, we've got an accident report there still causing backups. And then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound from Gulf Breeze High School all the way over to Tiger Point, very heavily backed up there.
Okay, 4:57, News Radio 92.3. You know what we need to do? We need to get on the horn here and find out if the Wahoos game's still on with the rain situation.
I'm not sure. I'll see if I can look it up.
See if we can pull that one up. Yeah, Wahoo's back in town facing Montgomery. Game one of a 6-game series. First pitch scheduled to go out at 6:05, but with the weather like it is, that could be altered.
Yeah, we'll have confirmation on that far before then. As for the weather, by the way, 75 degrees in Pensacola. Tonight's low 73. Your Wednesday is going to have a flood watch along with a high surf advisory late in your Wednesday bleeding into Thursday. Wednesday's high is 81. Its low is 75. And there is at least a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout your Wednesday.
Okay, so you're just getting out of your office. Almost 5 o'clock here. A lot of folks just jumping in their cars, heading home here. You may not have heard the latest on Francine. It's still popping along at about 65 miles per hour. Should make landfall in Louisiana midday tomorrow as a Cat 2 storm. They say the forward motion of the storm is picking up, so it's going to, once it hits landfall, it's going to move real fast up through Mississippi, up through Tennessee, up in that area. So let me just give you some real quick bullet points here. It's located 135 miles east of the mouth of the Rio Grande River, about 360 miles southwest of Morgan City, Louisiana. Like I said, the max wind, 65 miles per hour, northeasterly at 10. It was trunking along about 5 miles per hour for hours. So it's kind of picking up some speed there. Hurricane watch now in effect for Lake Maurepas. Now, let me kind of put this over. If you're going across the Twin Spans into New Orleans from, say, Slidell, Lake Maurepas is the lake to the left side of the bridge. To the lake to the right side of the bridge is Lake Pontchartrain. So that kind of gives you a reference in what I'm talking about. Also, Lake Pontchartrain's in the watch. And Metro New Orleans is in the watch as well. Tropical storm warning is also in effect for the Alabama coast from the Mississippi-Alabama border in that area.
Yes.
here, we're going to get rain. Listen, stay out of the water. That's what I want to just stay out of the water. Rip currents, pick it up. Surf conditions, pick it up. Not a very pleasant day to even think about going out there. And if you're a boater as well, marine interest, you know, just monitor conditions real closely. But as we say right now, I would not venture out of port anytime within the next couple of days or so.
Also, towards the end of every hour, I like to give a Wall Street update. Wall Street closing mixed ahead of two key economic reports at the closing bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 92 points to 40,736. The S&P 500 rose 24 points to 54.95. And the NASDAQ gained 141 points to 17,025. Alrighty. Also here, apparently, Sony giving gamers their first look at the PS5 Pro. Features upgraded graphics processing that will deliver graphics at high frame rates. The console will retail for $700 with pre-orders starting September 26th. Ahead of its November 7th launch date.
Okay, and get ready, because this hour, not only are we giving away FSU tickets,
yep,
we're also going to be dissecting the SEC, do those power rankings for you to see how your favorite SEC team may have fared and what they're looking at in terms of those numbers. It's coming up on News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.